2025!
Vivid,
bold,
and unfiltered.
Uzongaphoswa songumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
Greetings, Molweni, Avsheni, Dumelang, and welcome to the creative city of Makhanda. Alufikanga ke lugalulekile olasuku besululungiselela lwe National Arts Festival. My name is Senkosi Angela Skulukulu, better known as Sen Sunshine, and welcome to the second episode of Right on Cue. To a tourist, Makhanda may seem like a small and quiet city, but when the trumpets of a police parade echo through its streets, the city awakens and life bursts into motion. Today marks the 51st official National Arts Festival. We'll be delving into how differently abled people can access the festival, the Spirit Festival, pop-up restaurants such as Elong Table, and we'll also have a look into the behind the scenes of the artworks that we see gracing our city.
You are listening to Cue Radio 2025.
The National Arts Festival has ensured that it has covered everyone to join in on the fun. This includes Gempulapuliwam people who are differently abled. Let's hear more about this from our reporter Uthando Lwethu Madlope.
Are you coming to the National Arts Festival and wondering about access for people with disabilities? Well, I've got you covered. There are 33 official venues used during the festival in Makhanda. Out of these, at least 11 venues are wheelchair-friendly. These include major spaces like the Monument Building, which has multiple venues, the City Hall, the Great Hall, the B2 Arena, and Centenary Hall. Some of these venues have lifts and accessible toilets as well. If you're not sure whether a venue is accessible, there's an easy way to check. When booking for a show on the NAF website, just click on the venue name and it will show you details including whether the place is wheelchair accessible or not. Also, the National Arts Festival website has a blue button on the side that says Accessibility powered by UserWay. This helps make the website easier to use for people with visual or other disabilities. If you want to attend a show, but the venue is not accessible, don't worry. You can contact the festival box office at 0860 002 004. That is 0860 002 004. And they'll try to help you with alternative plans or support. They help with wheelchair access, guide dog support, seating assistance, and other accessibility services. The festival is working hard to include everyone, and that means making sure differently abled people can enjoy the magic of arts too.
That was Uthando Lwethu Madlope on how differently abled people can actually access the festival.
You are listening to Cue Radio 2025.
While the National Arts Festival starts to light up Imakhanda, there's another celebration taking place in the background, but like quietly. One that puts faith at the center. A program of music, prayer, and reflection that's running independently of the National Arts Festival. Let's hear what Ulalelisile Mncwabe has to say.
While thousands flocked to Makhanda for the National Arts Festival, tucked away in the heart of Church Square is a parallel celebration, Spirit Fest. But unlike what many may assume, Spirit Fest is not officially part of the National Arts Festival. According to a church member at the Cathedral of St. Michael and St. George, the program runs independently with its own focus, celebrating the arts in the context of the Christian faith. From live music to spiritual reflections and thought-provoking talks like Bloody Sunday, Spirit Fest offers an alternative space of stillness, faith, and reflection away from the buzzing festival streets. Events like the choral evensong, organ recitals, youth drumming, and prayer meditations are held at various churches across the city, all open to the public and all created with a clear message to celebrate through worship, not just performance. Whether you are drawn by the music, the meditative service, or the powerful stories shared in talks, Spirit Fest stands as a reminder that art speaks not just to the mind, but to the soul.
That was our reporter Ulalelisile Mncwabe on the Spirit Festival.
partners out in the National Arts Festival. Let us meet in Makanda.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Njengokuba benditshilo, ifestival iqalile and businesses across Makanda are up and running, preparing to welcome thousands of visitors who flood into the town each year. One such business is The Long Table, a beloved pop-up restaurant that comes to life only during the festival. Namhlanje, one of our reporters, Umila Madlingozi, had an insightful and heartwarming conversation with Michelle, one of the owners of The Long Table. In this interview, Michelle takes us through the rich history of this restaurant, how it began as a community-driven initiative, and what guests can look forward to this year. From their signature meals to the unique atmosphere that keeps people coming each year, it's a story of passion, creativity, and dedication to local culture as well as ukutya. Let's hear what Umila Madlingozi had to say.
We are about to be having an interview with an amazing woman, Ndizodlulisela kuye, so that as we introduce and actually tell us more about why we're actually here.
I'm Michelle Kloppers, now Stevens, and I am the owner of the Long Table Restaurant, co-owner with Janita Els, and I've been in Grahamstown since 1988, and we started the Long Table in about 1992 because of our interest and love for cooking.
Why Long Table? What's the inspo behind the name?
Yes, the first Long Table was in a beautiful old building, which is now, I can't remember what it is now, down the road here, an historical building, and it had space for one long table. And so the first restaurant we started had only one long table with a lot of people sitting around it, and there was an art exhibition, our model, and that is, we then thought of the name The Long Table. And now we've got four long tables in the St. George's Hall since about 3 years thereafter, 2 years thereafter, yeah.
I wanted to just ask, what is the whole inspo behind the decoration within the tables and the chairs and everything?
Okay. Well, look, it sort of developed over time, but we've always had art exhibitions of local art. So we like the idea of craft, hand printing, you know, once-off art kind of thing.
Now, looking at the history of the Long Table, we all know that it has been successful over the years, and it still is right now. Hence, you know, it's still alive, it's still breathing, and it's still older than me. Why only host it during the National Arts Festival here?
Well, various reasons. One is both Janita and I have other jobs, okay. Although I'm just retired. She's a dressmaker. And but I think the main reason is I don't think there's enough people in town to fill it up for that vibe that you get in the festival and to give it that wonderful vibe. I don't think it would probably be financially viable because, first of all, it seats at least 120 people. It's a nice atmosphere, but it's, I don't know if it's going to work business-wise and even atmosphere-wise out of festival time. And also that whole thing of being a festival venue, it attracts artists, theatre-goers, performers, musicians, and it adds to the character of the place.
Throughout the following days, which are actually approaching, with the festival and all of that, what would you like to expect, you know, from the people who will be joining in? What's your expectation? Is it in a sense of, you know, people should come and enjoy themselves, be free? Are the music, while people are sitting down, what's the vibe?
Look, at night, it's a very festive vibrant vibe. People queue and pay for their food and wait for it to be served. They sit wherever they want. They find themselves a spot. There's always place, mostly place for everyone. So they'll be going up to the bar, getting a drink, standing in the queue. If there is a queue, sometimes there is a queue, drinking and chatting. I've found that people are in good spirits mostly, and they enjoy to meet other people. So the atmosphere is festive. There's always nice music. We've got various playlists, and we have some random, what would you call it, pop-up little performances, you know, trio of musicians, some indigenous music. They've just told us they want to come and perform. So here and there you will find performances mingling with our own playlists, which people enjoy. And it's candlelit. It's almost like a banquet, medieval banquet by candlelight with a nice warm atmosphere.
While you look for different shows to watch, do not forget to pop in at the Long Table Restaurant, a home away from home.
That was our reporter Umila Madlingozi on the Long Table. So if we're now zivinga tulambile, the Long Table has got you covered.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Festival Gempulapuliwam is famous for opening up to art that's made in different forms. It has created a space for conversations around waste, sustainability, and creativity. Ayekanga ke as this year's standout installations is Ugaba Goyles. The artist yakhona ubuthusiwe Bird King Siege and Ifese Fan Batela have transformed recycling materials, or rather recycled materials, into eye-catching sculptures. This project explores how everyday waste can be repurposed into meaningful art with environmental as well as messages socially.
It's the Bird King. This time we've flown down, come up from the mighty coop. This is an answer to what has been happening in the town. But now the observing things is when we go out into the environment, there's trash. We use our cash to buy these things, but then we throw them away. And this, what's that? It becomes waste. So we're looking at it as a waste to worth from an upcycling point of view as artists. Some artists have come from Joburg. But it's really to say, perch cover girls are perching. They are watching Bagetti. This is one of many. Ukubu, you see, he's big and yellow and looking a little bit like the McDonald's clown. He represents everybody who's been on the project. There's everybody here represented. There's the penguins, WWF. There's the danger. Everybody, they go with technology. And the rest is up to interpretation. There's many others. There's a tin man. There's the gobble girls outside. There's a dustbin man, a monkey. There's Captain Optimus Trash happening. There's a lovely lady, the Maca Queen. Oh, it's Maca Queen.
Mrs. South Africa.
So it's happening. The gobble girls are here. They are perching. They are watching. As you purchase, please think of your next purchase and where you are throwing these things are landing up where? In our environments. FSA, go!
I'm one of the fortunate Makanda artists who got to be part of this beautiful project called Perch of the Gobblegoyles. Beautiful monsters. And it was a beautiful journey for me because it was the first time for me working with recycled materials in order to repurpose them into, you know, beautiful toys. So these are the toys that we play with. My sculpture is called the Maca Queen. I fully take the credit on the Maca Queen. I made the queen. And I used bottle caps from Coke bottles, refresh your tweezers. So I used that, and it was my first time using that, and it was a wonderful experience. I learned a lot. It was fun. At first, I was a bit overwhelmed because I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be using bottle caps." So I brainstormed, and I was like, "You know what? Garbage is all over the country, South Africa. Let me just put the flag there, you know, trying to beautify the country." So that was the theme behind, you know, the inspiration behind her theme. And the Maca Queen is non-binary because the upper part is a female torso and then the lower is a man. So we also celebrate, you know, Pride Month of the LGBT .. community and Youth Month, and we celebrate arts, and we celebrate that The Recycle Republic is cleaning up our town.
That was Unosipho Smelane on Garba Goyles.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Hi, ke umbengo omde uyawucima umlilo. Ngalo mazwi ndithi kuwe mphulaphuli wam engapheliyo iyahlola. Kukangako ke besukuphathele kona for this episode. Ungalibali, we are available on iono.com at Right On Q. Uyakwazi ke nokusifowunela ku 046-603-7170. Mphulaphuli wam, masidibane kwakhona ngomso ngo 6 p.m. And that's it from me, Usain Sunshine. Ungalibali ke mphulaphuli, but this show was produced by Amahle Shosha and it was presented to you by Usenkosi Sgulugulu alongside EQ Radio.
National Arts Festival 2025!
Vivid, bold, and unfiltered.
Uzongaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.